The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Family, and I saw that wave of visitation to families under demonic attacks and oppression, and I heard it strong in my spirit. I heard it very strong. Oh yes, the Lord of hosts, the King of glory. I heard it very strong. Families under some sort of oppression. Under some sort of oppression. Any kind of oppression. Show forth your glory. Ha ha. Oppression, I would have said it should come out, but there is no space here. So wherever you are, if a family has any sort of oppression, lift your hands and just pray. Any attack of the devil on families, the power of God will sweep and hit you where you are. My God sent me.
Allow him show you that he sent me. Pray. Siege is broken. The siege is broken.
Jesus.
Chukwu,
awa chalika.
you are. Amaramna. Ogadi Kolwe. Anyi Ekwere wo n'oge Chukwu Kama. Aya. Agba chale galika. Agba mochi etiwa. At the end of the day, the problem will be solved. Amaramna. Our families are broken now. The siege over families are broken now. Every oppression of the devil over any home represented here, I bring an end to it. Resurrect 2025 today, evening of answers, will be the reference point for your family. Because from here, everything changed. From here, everything changed. From here, that thing that has held your family down lost you people forever. From here, that oppression over your home has come to an end. That strong man over your home just lost the battle. Mark the words of a prophet. If this is your first time in this ministry, my ministry is quite a very simple one. I actually don't say these 2 times for them to happen. I say them 2 times for you to remember I said them. The first time I said them, it actually happened. I just say next time you don't forget. The siege has been broken. Mark the words of a prophet. The signs are that everything he says must come to pass. If I be a man of God, as I know I am, that bondage over your home has come to an end now. That satanic oppression over your marriage has come to an end now. That bondage, that trouble that the devil has projected to your home, we bring it to an end now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, someone was thinking about this meeting this evening, and you actually had a vision. You were praying all that. The vision you had, I won't say everything, but one of the things that shocked you this evening was that when I walked in here, this is exactly what I was wearing in the vision that you had. So when you are saying, this is exactly it. If you're that person, before I leave you, I'm going to pray for you. I'll tell you what the Lord said I should tell you. Amen. Are you guys ready this evening? If I started too energetically, I think I should calm down to let you know it's not in the gymnastics. If you came in here sick, my God will heal you. When I call on my God, he says, it's not the same God we are serving. My God, that
point of, when I say my God, I'm engaging my calling. I'm implicating my calling. My God that called me will heal you. I will not pray for you. I will heal you. Jesus did not send me to pray for the sick. He said, as you go, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. And that's what I'm doing. So tonight is the night. Everything is possible. You came here yesterday, you came here this morning. This is a different pastor you are seeing this evening. You met the teacher in the morning, you're going to meet the prophet tonight. Are you following me? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We will rejoice tonight. Tamuno e tamuno e tamuno. You've done so much and I can't keep it down.
Tamuno e tamuno e tamuno.
Thank you. creator of the universe. What can't you do? What can't you do, Jesus? You are the name above every other name. What can't you change?
What can't you change, Jesus?
Get a partner. Let's do it together. Creator of the universe.
What
can't he do?
What can't he do?
Jesus. Are you thinking about your problem? He's the name above every other name.
What can't you change, Jesus?
There are miracles in the house tonight. Miracles among us. 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 About Minister Mona with his results. And
Actually, when he first spoke to me, first when he met me, his final year, things were looking somehow. And he said, pray for me, I want to make first class. And I just spoke by the Spirit. I said, I'm not bothered about your making first class in school because you are going to make that. But I'm also going to tell you one thing, you're going to make first class in your law school. I said that. And of course, it was never his plan. It has never entered his plan. Right? And I'm saying that because all the while, before we went to law school, we prayed. And how many stories like that? I'm saying this because we kept speaking. My point is, every time we come here, we shout, you shall be great. Amen. Every time you say those things, something moves. Something moves. Now, you might not even be seeing the change. But I told you, if hands are laid on you 10 times, something happens to you 10 times. If words are spoken over you 10 times, something happens 10 times. I get to the point. You're expecting to get a job and we speak 20 times. For every time we speak, something is happening. Maybe we spoke today and suddenly an office that never needed to employ anybody, it just came into the heart of the MD that we need an extra staff. Then you come again, we speak again. They suddenly say, we want to recruit only people from this. Initially, they used to say our benchmark is 24 years. And for some, they say, well, this year we're going to extend to 27. Because that's where you are. We speak again. For every time we speak again, they put the advert on Facebook. We speak again. You are scrolling over Facebook that night and you come across that advert. Every time we speak, something is readjusting to get you to where you're supposed to go. Every time. That's why you see me saying the same things over sometimes to you over and over again. Don't ever say, ah, he has declared this one over us for says another one. Every time I say it, something is moving. Because no word of the Lord will return to him void. So every time I say it, something gets into motion. If I said you are blessed yesterday, and I say you are blessed again today, you are still blessed today. The words I spoke today is not the same thing with what I said yesterday. Every word of God carries power to work something out. There are a number of you have prayed over your families. You are seeing small, small changes. But it's not happening as you want. I've spoken again tonight. God has gone into action. Let the devil never tell you things like, they've been praying this thing for a long time. Why has it not worked? Every time we pray, something readjusts. Talking about academic excellence, maybe one day, Brahmana just prayed. After praying, what happened that day? Strength to read more came. Another day, he might have prayed. Then, strength to stay long, strength to be healthy came. Every time you pray, something is added to your pursuits. I believe I'm talking about. There is no time you pray that something is not added. Amen. Glory to God. I was thinking of telling this to Mona directly, but I'm going to say it openly because it came to me when he spoke. I've not actually spoken to him today. But he sent me that. You know, this is not just about first class. Before the end of this year, because it's not about eyes. Do you know I'm going to have made first class? Before the end of this year, I'm not saying Sugar start checking his account. That young man will be earning in his millions before the end of this year. Monthly. And I say it by God. Again, mark the words of a prophet. Because they will not fail. I got what I'm saying. It's not just about, you know, there are many first class carrying fell up and down. That's not our story. You don't get it. Even with two, God gives us big jobs. Even with two, God gives us jobs in millions. And this one is going to be much more. Glory to God. And I'm speaking of every student here. Every student at any level. May my God grant you academic excellence. May my God grant you the desires of your heart. May he give you the best of scores. May he give you the best of results. May he amplify your efforts. Where you put in little effort, let there be maximum results. When you put in little work, let that be maximum output. In the name of Jesus, may strength be given to you. You will not get tired. In the name of Jesus, you won't get tired. You will pursue the best results. You will get the best results. And every complication around your studies is thereby fixed now in the name of Jesus. Within now and the next 14 days, names that have not been found will be found. That's how I heard it. I don't know what that means to you. That's how I heard it. Names that have not been found, they will see it on the list. I saw a list. I saw a name missing. And the Lord said, now and the next 14 days, I saw that list and that name was added. And the question will be, how come we've not seen it all the while? Whatever that's limited you in life, I deal with that limitation now. Today is 18th. Count 14 days. Return with your testimony. Glory to God. We welcome more first class. We welcome more excellent results. We welcome more outstanding results. This will stand as a proof to many that you can serve God and still make it. You can serve God and be the best. Because God does not call you to reduce you. He calls you to add to you and make you better. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I cannot wait for you to stand on that podium as the best graduating student. And when they ask you, how did it happen? You say, Jesus did it. I'm waiting for that day. And when they try to stop me, say, wait, Jesus did it. I read, but I prayed. When they ask you, what are you trying to say? Tell them, words have been spoken. Spiritual laws have gone into motion, which at this time cannot be reversed. If you're a student here, I've spoken life to your studies. You will read now with much more strength, with much more understanding. And if you ever pray to God at any time this year, that God should help you make a first class, this is me saying amen to your prayer. It will happen as you prayed, by the words of a prophet. Listen to me. How many of you ever came into this church needing a job at any time, and then you got a job? Put your hand. I want to see you. Keep it up. Now bring it down. You got it. You are sure that it was because we prayed and blessed you that you got a job. Let me see your hand. This number of hands on the air is to tell you that if you are still jobless as I'm talking now, there's an appointment letter carrying your name. This is not a fluke. I don't wish nobody well. I bless people. I'm not called to wish people well. Get the point? It's not about wishing you well. It's the blessing. You are still looking for a job. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. May 16th is my birthday. May 16th, right? Between now and May 16th. Everyone here looking for a job. Trusting God for a job. Submitted letters. By my God. May your job find its way to you. Many of you, the job I'm talking about is not what you got before. Get out of tens of thousands. Get out of tens of thousands. Get out of hundreds of thousands. I'm talking about high paying jobs. Whatever that means for you.
Again, mark the words of a prophet, because they will happen. Write down these words and count with me. In every time I listened, when I was listening to the miracle service last year, Radio Fact, I smile every time I listen, because I hear, do you listen to those things? You hear all the declarations and you can remember when it was said. Sometimes you have even forgotten that they were said, but eventually happened. May God give you a job. High paying job. High paying job. Glory to God. Someone, your job is already closed. You've actually gone very close, but then there's a document they said you should go and get, but you cannot find the document. And it's like, because you don't have that document, it's like you're about to lose the job. Don't worry, a miracle will happen and you will have it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't always pray this kind of prayer, but if you are trusting God to travel, he said it's traveling a prayer point. Well, it has become one in Nigeria. So if you are trusting God to travel out of this country and you believe in this calling, whatever that has held you back is hereby removed. If it is finances, it is sorted. If it is someone's approval, it is sorted. Come back with your testimonies. Yes. Between now and April, listen what the Lord said again. Between now and April next year, if you have it in your plan, by any means, to be married, between now and April next year, male or female, may the hand of the Lord that causes divine coincidences bring to your way he that it will be, she that it will be. May that hand of the Lord cause you to recognize. May that hand of the Lord cause finances to enter your hands. May that hand of the Lord make you married before Razor Fast next year. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Have your seat, 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 have your seat. Why do you pray for people to get married? Because me, I got married by prayer. Amen. I don't think I've shared this testimony before. I was at Poimen. Poimen is a meeting organized by my spiritual father. It's a pastor's conference. I was at Poimen the year before I got married, August. At the time, I was in no relationship. I get any point? Then the man of God declared, by appointment next year. I mean, I said amen. And I remember it because it's still in this note. I wrote it down here. It has happened, but I have not canceled it. It's a testament and a testimony of the fact that God's word works. So he declared that, and I received it. I was excited. Well, by that appointment next year, I wasn't married. But by that appointment next year, I was planning my wedding. Do you understand me? Yes, sir. Say amen. Yes, sir. So the hand of the Lord will make it happen. Yes, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory. Went for camp meeting that same year, and he said, pray the same prayer around marriage. I wrote it down too. By camp meeting the next day, I wasn't married. But by that camp meeting, I went with my wife to go and show my father and the Lord the one. So when I speak over you about marriage, it's because I know that people can marry by the anointing.
anointing makes it possible. I tell you the story of how we planned our wedding. You self, we say, I'm a very useless person. By the time the Lord said, go, there was nothing. So I told my wife, I said, babe, see my account. Nothing there inside. But the Lord said, it's time, and we are going to be married in 3 months. Are you ready? She said, yes. Are you following me? You marry by the anointing. Well, leave the matter. Glory to God. I'm not going to teach for long tonight. But I want to pray for you. I just want to share with you how to receive from God. How to receive from God. Hallelujah. How to receive from God. You know, in our school of healing, I made it clear that one lesson we do not need to learn is how to make God give you something. I'll say that again. No believer, no human being actually needs to learn how to make God give you. You cannot do anything to make God give you anything. Because anything that is in the will of God for you, He already planned to give it to you from time immemorial. I say it again. For instance, healing is God's will for you. It's not your fasting or your prayer or your whatever that will make God give you healing. God wants to heal you. It's in His will. It's in His intention. Are you following me? He wants to get you healed. He wants to set you free. The lesson we need to learn is how to receive what God has given. So, most when people do not get their healing or their miracle, what did not happen is not that God did not give. That's not the story. The story is that man did not receive. So, we do not need a lesson on how to make God give us. God is a giver. God is a good God. God has His intention for you. His intention is that you will have and you will not lack. Can you get what I'm talking about? He has His intention. So our lesson is how to receive what God has given. It's just like when you get into, when you have an account. You know, some of you, when you open your account very newly, right? You possibly, maybe they gave you an ATM. You possibly don't know how to use an ATM. Maybe you don't know how to use it. So, you notice somebody has, let's assume somebody has paid 1 million naira into your account. But you need to pull it out. But you don't know how to use the ATM. So, you get there, you're asking the banker, what do I do? And he says, when you get there, you slot it in. When you slot it in, you type these digits. The banker is not teaching you how to make the money come in. The money has come in, it is sitting in your account. The banker is simply teaching you how to withdraw the money that has been given to you. Our lessons is not how to make God give us anything because we can't. What do I mean by we can't? God has an intention. He wants to give you. You see, you need to realize that it's something you can do that will make God love you more. He loves you. He has given you. It's just like salvation. There is nothing you can do that will make God give you salvation. God has given us salvation. But there is something you should do to receive the salvation God has given you. That thing you have to do is you have to believe in Jesus. Are you getting what I'm talking about now? So, when we're teaching salvation, I want to teach you on how to be saved. That teaching is not how to make God give you salvation. It is how to receive the salvation that God has given you. This simple fact is so important because many of us think that we have to convince God, we have to prove to God that we love Him, we have to work hard to convince Him to give us. You don't need all of that. God is a good God. He's a God of mercy. Think about this. We are looking at salvation in the morning. God gave us salvation. Right? How many of you were born when Jesus died on the cross? We are not born. What of your father? Was your father born by then? What does that tell you? Even before you came, the death of Jesus already provided salvation waiting for you to arrive. What you now need to learn is how to receive what he has given. So that's the same with salvation, same with every other thing. You cannot make God give you things. You can only position to receive what God has given. God is an ever-flowing tap that will not stop flowing. Are you following me? You cannot, it keeps flowing. So if you do not fetch from the tap, you do not bring your bucket. Come, am I talking to you this evening? So you need to learn how to receive from God, not how to make God give. Because God is a giver. He always gives. Even before we committed sin, he already provided salvation. Think about that. So it is not my works or my fasting that will convince God. I want to make it very clear to you. Stop working hard to convince God to bless you. God has chosen to bless you. God is a blesser. Are you following what I'm saying? God is a healer. God is a giver. God is a provider. That is who he is. Your prayer cannot change it. He will always give. What you need to learn is how do I receive what he has given me? Are you following me? How do I receive? That's what we call God El Shaddai. The blessed one. The one that has too much to give. He has too much to give. He has so much supply to give. He has so much healing to give. He has so much provision to give. So if it is true, why are people not healed? Because they do not know how to receive what God has given. Let me make it very clear to you. To do good is always the will of God. Write it and don't forget it. To do good, to heal, to deliver, to set free, to provide is always the will of God. You know, in Mark chapter 1 and verse 40, a leper came to Jesus and told Jesus, you know, Jesus, if you will, you can make me clean. In other words, he's saying to Jesus, if you are willing, if you want to do it, you can do it. And Jesus told him in verse 41, I am willing, be clean. So the leper said to Jesus, well, I don't know what your will is. Me, I want to be clean. Do you want to make me clean? Jesus said, I'm willing. Every time you meet Jesus, he wants to do good. That's why he said, Malachi 1 verse 6, I am the Lord, I change not. So what he wanted to do yesterday is still what he wants to do today. Do you follow to this point? Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow is still the day of salvation. Next year is the day of salvation. Because God has a consistent character. Are you following me, friends? So, whenever you come to meetings like this, stop thinking of what am I going to do for me to become part of the people that God will just bless. No. God is already pouring out. You just need to know how to receive. God's already pouring out. Even before you came. You know, we had school of healing for a couple of weeks, and I kept saying this to them every time I came to that school. I told them, listen, oh, we are doing school of healing, not because you actually need a school of healing for God to heal you. You don't need a school of healing for God to give you healing. You only need a school of healing to know how to receive healing from God, not know how to make God give you. I feel what I'm saying now. You don't need a school of healing to teach, to make you cause God to give you. You cannot make God give you anything. You know that statement is very serious. He says, so what is the purpose of prayer? Prayer is how we agree with what God has already wanted to do for us. We just agree. That is why, let me show you why. That is why if something is not in the will of God, if you like, pray from now to tomorrow, he will not give you. Do you get it? So how am I sure that what I want to pray about now is in the will of God? It's very easy. Go to the Bible. Salvation is in his will. So if you need salvation, he will always give you. Healing is in his will. If you need healing, he will always give you. Prosperity is in his will. I get the point. 3 John verse 2, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. So healing is in his will. Prosperity is there. All the good things that you want are in his will. What is not in his will? Oh God, I want to take my neighbor's wife. is not in God's will. Do you follow to this point? See, if you pray to have your neighbor's wife from now till tomorrow, God will not give you your neighbor's wife. You might eventually have your neighbor's wife by killing your neighbor and marrying the wife, but it will not be God that gave you the wife. Because the prayer you are praying is not in his will. And there is nothing you do that will make it become his will. That's why I said you actually can't make God give you anything. Come on, are you following what I'm talking about? You can't. But you can position yourself to receive. I can use many examples for this. For instance, the call of God. There is nothing you do on earth that will make God call you if he did not call you before. God told Jeremiah, before I formed in the womb, I knew you and already called you. So it wasn't Jeremiah's good works that made God call him. Do you understand? Now what you need to do is, when you come to earth, you discover what that calling is and now receive the calling and begin to walk in it. You can't make God call you. Do you understand me? It's not because I was a serious Christian that God said, oh, I'm going to make you a pastor. That's not the reason. He already decided far before I was born. Now, I could have decided to come to this earth and say, I'm not doing. Me, I want to go and pursue my life. What have I done? I've rejected what he has given. But he has given. Are you following me to this point? He has given. I've rejected. That same way, there are many people that reject the healing God has given them because they do not know how to receive that healing. Many are poor, not because God has not made them rich, but because they've not learned how to receive the prosperity God intended for them. Many are sick, not because God wants them sick, but because they've not learned how to receive the healing that God planned for them. And you must learn how to receive. If I pay 10 million naira into your account, the least you can do is to at least know how to use your ATM card. Or know how to use your bank app. Or know how to go into the bank and withdraw. You should know how to take it. It is frustrating for me to give. And you don't, imagine you give your brother 10 million naira. You send it to his account because he has been suffering in the village. He said, I'll just send you 10 million. 1 year after, you see him, he's still wearing rags, walking up and down. I say, why are you dressed? Did you not get the money? He said, I got it, but I don't know how to do all those transfer. I don't know how to do all those withdrawals you people used to do. I don't even get the point. So I just don't know how to do that. I say, well, I'm not going to kill myself. That's how many believers act. Now think of the frustration that will come. You just stand like this, you don't even talk. Sometimes you say, let me show you how to do it. I transfer your money back. Because it's frustrating to give so much and the person is not taking. Learn how to take what God has given. Learn how to receive what God wants to give you. Learn how to receive the promises of God. Where there is so much that God has to give. Healing is in his will. I want to say that again. Healing is in his will. I have a teaching on Rapha. And that teaching on Rapha is going to become a book very soon. Yes. Because it's a very classic teaching on healing. It's a book we intend to write. It will, trusting God, should be out this year. That once you get it, once you know anybody that is sick, you send it to the person. He sits on it for a long time. He gets up from the sick bed. Amen. The end of the book is going to be a prayer for healing for anybody. Once you are done with the book and get to the end of the book, you will get healed. That's the plan. In that teaching on Rapha, I took time to explain how that healing is the will of God. It is the will of God for you to be healed. There are in that teaching, I gave over 30 to 50 verses to prove to you that God wants to heal you. Now think about that. 30 to 50 verses. I gave you over 20 reasons why I believe that healing is the will of God. You can't doubt that. So what you need to learn is that to receive. Are you still here this evening? And how do you receive from God? First of all, you need to hear the word. I did a teaching like this related to healing, a school of healing. You need to hear the word. hear the word. For instance, healing. To receive your healing, you must hear first. Because the answer is in the word. Luke 5 verse 15. The Bible told us a pattern of Jesus' ministry when he wants to minister healing. He said, but so much the more went there a fame abroad of him. And the great multitude came together to hear and to be healed. That's the part of Jesus' ministry. You hear and you are healed. There is a hearing that will precede healing. Many want to be healed. They don't want to hear. The problem with that is, if you are healed and you do not hear, you've not learned how to receive whatever that you got, so you can actually lose it. Or, look at another problem with that. There are 101 diseases on earth. Of course, that's figurative. 101, there are many diseases on earth. If I get you healed of cancer, there is no guarantee that you will not have ulcer tomorrow. Or that you will not have another sickness tomorrow. So, if I get you healed of cancer and you did not hear the word before you got the healing, when ulcer comes next week, you will not know how to get that healing. So that's why before God gives you anything, he always wants you to hear something. Are you following me? He wants you to hear. The Bible said they came to hear and to be healed. They came to hear, and it did not happen once. Luke 6 verse 17. They came to hear and to be healed. Luke 6 verse 17. And he came down with them and stood in the plain. And the company of disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to, read with me, hear him and they came to hear him and to be healed. Healing begins from hearing. That's why some of you that go to the streets to preach healing, you go to preach to the people and pray for the sick, I always teach you, even if it is 10 seconds, do a short teaching. The short teaching can just be, I want you to know that God wants to heal you. That's enough. Are you following what I'm talking about? So your first answer to receiving whatever God is giving this evening is you have to hear what I'm saying. Everyone, but let me tell you why it's better to hear. Because faith cometh by hearing. If you do not hear, you will not have the faith to receive what God wants to give. Are you following me? Faith comes by hearing. So you have to first of all hear. In Mark chapter 5 and verse 27. Very important and interesting story. Mark 5 and verse 27. When she had heard of Jesus, who is this person? The woman that used to have the issue of blood. Because she no longer has that issue of blood. I don't know why they say call her the woman with the issue of blood. She doesn't have it anymore. She just healed her. Is that okay? But look at how she got her healing. When she had heard of Jesus. So there was something she heard that made her come to get her healing. Are you following me? I go to some healing crusades. We begin to preach healing. You see people that are blind, that are paralyzed, and we are preaching, and they are just sleeping. They will sleep. Once we start praying for the sick, they will get up and start saying, amen. What do you know they are receiving? Sometimes in those meetings, now let me show you this. Do you observe that most times in healing meetings, when healing begins to take place, many people are not healed yet. Then one person testifies. Another testifies. As 3-4 people begin to testify, more people start coming out to testify. What is happening? That thing that hearing in that testimony is producing faith in them. Are you following what I'm talking about? Because people need to hear. That should be an information you have. And let me ask you a question. What did this woman hear about Jesus that made her come to touch him? The Bible didn't give us details. But I know, like I showed you, there are many other places in the Bible, or some other places, not many, where Jesus had come to, and people came to touch him, and they touched him, and they were healed. I've shown you that, right? This was the only place. It happened in 2-3 places. So possibly this woman has heard. I getting the point?
She has heard. She has said that there is those brother that was used to beg along the road. He's no more begging. They say, why? He said, Jesus was passing her. He just touched. He got well. So she made up her mind, I'm going to touch. Something she heard. So I want to ask you before I proceed. What have you heard about Jesus? What did they tell you about God? Did they tell you that you have to do this and do that to qualify to receive your healing? That thing they told you is why you are not yet healed. Did they tell you have to pass through 7 months and 7 oceans? That thing they told you is why you are not yet healed. Did they tell you that God selects the people he wants to heal per time? That is also a lie. God has no selection method for people he wants to give his blessing. The Bible said he causes his rain to fall on the good and the bad. He doesn't withhold rain from anybody. Are you getting the point? From nobody. So there is no selection method. So what have you heard about Jesus? I tell you what I heard of him. I heard that he's a healer. I heard that he's a deliverer. I heard that he's a good God. When I heard those things, you know, I used to tell this story, and it's good I share it again tonight. How did I begin to enjoy some of God's prosperity? When I say some, it's because there is still much more to enjoy. I was so broke. Let me use this word. I was broker than you. No matter how broke you think you are now, I was broke. That is your brokenness is learning. And you think I say this is to make the talk. If you know me that time, I was really broke. I was so broke that I could plan a program and not have money to transport myself to the program. Now, that's not once, not twice, not thrice, not eight times, not 10 times, not 50. It was a regular occurrence. The one you can trek, we trek. The one we can run, we run. There are some days when a program is approaching, I literally have to trust God for how to get to the venue. Are you following me? Well, it didn't deter me anyway. Until one day I was praying, and I just told God, this one has to change. Even if everybody has an amount of suffering, has to suffer. Me, I have suffered for 2 generations. Like I can tell you, my children will not suffer. If everybody has to have their amount of suffering, I've suffered for about 3 generations. I get to the point. Had no place to live. Some of you knew me that time. I used to pray for you people, but I didn't have anything. But how did the change start coming? The Lord simply said to me, get your Bible. I said, you have to hear something. You have to know something. He said, get your Bible. Go and study every miracle of provision that ever happened in the Bible. That became my 1 year study. I will read them, Genesis to Revelation, every miracle of provision. I go over them again for 1 year. Did I have money then? No, I was still broke. But I was hearing something. Are you following what I'm talking about? The words you are hearing tonight is what is forming healing in you already. There is something. So by the time I told you in 2020 that my pastor spoke words over me, it was after 1 year of eating that thing, hearing those things. So when the words came, I knew, because one thing I found out when I was studying on prosperity and provision in the Bible is that there is something about prosperity and the declaration of a prophet. I get any point. I won't go into that tonight. That's why the Bible said, believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. I saw that. And I saw it in many other examples in the Bible. Many. Now, I'm saying what produces miracle is what you know. What you've heard. And I'm telling you what you should know tonight. God changes all situations. Did you hear what I said? God changes all situations. You didn't hear? Let me tell the choir. God changes all situations. Let me tell people this. God changes all situations. God changes all situations. Pastors, God changes all situations. God changes every situation. You need to hear it. And there is nothing you need to do to qualify for it. Because you have to hear. You have to hear. You have to hear. Glory to God. What have you heard about Jesus? What do you know about him? I know he's a provider. I know he always shows up. I know he is not happy that I'm suffering. I don't even know who told you about those things. That sometimes God will let you suffer small so that he can test you. That is a lie. Touch your neighbor, say, that's a lie. God is not testing you with suffering. God is not testing you with any suffering anywhere. Because that's a lie the devil will tell you to keep in your problem. He said, God is testing me. Don't worry. I'm like Job. I will pass with temptation like Job. Even Job's case, it wasn't God that tempted Job. You know, I said it in the school of healing. I said, if sickness is a test that God gives people, then all doctors are going to hell. Because doctors are working against the will of God. How can God bring cancer to test someone and you want to heal the person? You want to remove God's test? God doesn't test nobody with sickness. That problem in your finance, it is not God testing you. So what is it? It is the devil. It is the devil. I know it is. All those lies in your head, he wants to keep you in that problem. Say, what if this is just the test of God? What if God is just trying to try your faith? You know, Job passed through trouble and eventually he was healed. What if God is just trying to test you to know if you will fail him? There are better tests that God can give me. You test me with money. So much money. Let me see if I will fail him. That's a better test, right? Glory to God. Why don't we call prosperity God's test? And I say this jokingly, but I've actually gone to hospitals. You know, I did hospitalization a lot. I've actually gone to hospitals to go to pray for people. They'll tell you, Mom, don't worry. I know it's God. When he's through with me, I'll be fine. And no matter how you try to convince them, they don't want to believe otherwise. Guess what? They never get healed because God is never through with them. Because there was nothing God was doing to them in the first place. Are you getting the point? You need to hear right about God. God is a healer. God is a provider. God is a deliverer. God is just good. You know, one thing I want to say again. God is a merciful God. Mercy is the premise upon which God gives anybody anything. Mercy. I said it again. Mercy is the reason God gives us miracles. God gives nobody miracle because the person deserves it. If God will wait for you to deserve your miracle before he gives it to you, you will never have it. That's why when all those people in the four gospels, when they meet Jesus, they always, when the blind man saw Jesus, he shouted, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He was saying, I know I don't merit this healing, but I know it's an act of your mercy. And the God is healing. So everyone under the sound of my voice tonight qualifies for a miracle by the mercy of God. Everyone hearing me tonight qualifies for a healing by the mercy. Even if Koben Korandi Kaden Dokaya. Even if this is your first time in church in the past 8 months, and before you come, you've been saying church is rubbish, church is mad, all those things. You've insulted God. As I'm talking to you, God is eager to heal you. He's eager. So, sir, what should I do next? I should confess my sin. I say God is eager now to heal you. Even if you insulted Pastor Henry before you came here, God is eager to heal you. Is an act of his mercy. time following me. His mercy. Even if they dragged you to this place, and when you are coming here, you came with no expectation. You came because God was forcing you. Come, come, come. He said, let me even go so you leave my life alone. God is ready. It's His mercy. It's His mercy. It's His mercy. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. That was Bartimaeus crying. Have mercy on me. I don't know if I qualify for what you want to give, but have mercy on me. God does not work miracles because we deserve it. And why am I saying these things tonight? Because that's the beginning of your healing. You have to hear the right things. Hear the right things. They came to Jesus to hear and to be healed. You have to hear these things. The power of God can fix any situation. It can fix broken bones. It can open blind eyes. It can open deaf ears. It can give life to your body. It can clear skin infections in a second. It can. It can turn you to a millionaire in a second. Sir, are you not saying too much? I've seen too much not to say too much. I've seen too much. You can open up your phone now in the course of this meeting, and money you've been expecting for the past 6 years will just be sitting in your account. You can even open your account and money you've not been expecting will be sitting in your account. I know God, and I've seen Him. You can be walking up from this meeting and check your mail, and your appointment letter is sitting in your account, in your mail. Some of you will get home, and the person that will welcome you at the door will be complaining. We've been waiting for you to give you this thing. Because as I'm talking here, an angel has gone to this meeting, come from this meeting, and is turning things in your favor already. In your favor already. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Before the end of this meeting, in the next 30 minutes, there will be miraculous supply of finances. Glory to God. Have your seat. I just want to close. Hear the word. And I tell you, what do you do next? Believe the things you are hearing. Believe what I'm sharing with you. Believe that God is a healer. Believe that God is a provider. Don't doubt these things. Because you are not a doubter, you are a believer. Believe these things. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dare to believe that God can heal the sick. I don't care how many people that have laid hands on you before now. Just believe this is your hearing. Don't believe them because Pastor Henry said. Believe them because the word of God is saying so. When you believe the things you've heard, your miracle is just there. So it starts with hearing. Then you accept it. So what does it mean to believe? What are the 7 steps to believing? Step 1. Accept that what is said in the Bible is true. Step 2. Accept that what the Bible said is correct. Step 3. Accept that what the Bible said will happen. Step 4. Accept that what the Bible said will come to pass. Step 5. Accept that what the Bible said will definitely eventually happen. That's the thing. There are no many steps. If you have been writing, you miss the point. Just accept what the Bible said. Accept that God is a provider. Accept that God is a healer. Accept that God is a deliverer. Just believe Him. Just believe Him. Just believe Him. Just believe Him. The angels bow down at the throne. Don't worry, just be seated. Be where you are. Gives us life.
The angels bow down thee. Darkness keeps way down to the light for you. The bright keeps us light. We Hosanna Bukole. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hosanna Bukole. Hosanna Nimambo. In this place, believe the things you are hearing. Believe that new kidneys can be created by the power of God. Believe that new bones can be formed by the power of God. Believe that the deaf can hear, the blind can see, the crippled can walk, HIV/AIDS can be cured, leprosy can disappear, cancer can be gone. Eye problems can be corrected. New organs can be created. What did you hear about God? Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe that the barren can carry her baby. Woo, yadeda shabrakatutu tekalata. Believe what you heard. Believe what you are hearing. Forget about everything that's happened. Believe what you are hearing. Accept what you are hearing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That a shorter leg can grow out and become equal with the other one. Believe what you are hearing. That infections can disappear by the power of God. Believe what you are hearing. That skin diseases can be gone by the power of God. Believe what you are hearing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I heard the Lord say to me, talk about my mercy. Talk about my mercy. Many of you need to know, by God's mercy, you qualify for this thing. You don't need to do much. Jesus, my Lord, I am captivated by the love that you gave. Jesus, oh, 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 Jesus, my Lord, I am captivated by the love that you gave. Despite all of my flaws, still you love me so. Jesus, Jesus,
rejecting you. You qualify for the job, for the healing, for the supply. Do you know you qualify? By the mercy of God. Believe the things you can hear. Believe the things you hear. Then after you believe, receive the prayers that will be prayed. Or pray. Whether you are praying or someone is praying for you, prayer has to be made. Because just hearing and believing will not minister healing. Prayer gives direction to the power of God. When you hear the word and believe what you've heard, you are at an excited state to receive from God. When you now pray, the answer drops. It's evening of answers. And we're going to have just a short time to pray. And then I'm going to pray. After you pray, and I pray, the next step, and that's the final step, receive. How do you do that? Act on what you've heard. Act on it. What do I mean by that? If you were deaf and you heard that Jesus can heal the deaf, and you believe that Jesus can heal the deaf, and listen, you are deaf for one ear and you heard and you believed, and you are now prayed for, the next thing to do after that is to begin to test your healing. Now let me teach you how to test your healing. If you couldn't hear with that ear, close the other ear and begin to check it. Now listen, when you are checking, stop checking for the sickness. Begin to check for the healing. How do I know you are checking for the healing? As you are checking it, you are rejoicing. No matter if I don't know how to receive from God, I'm just telling you a very simple way. If I pray in the name of Jesus, it's done. Now, how do you begin to rejoice? As you are rejoicing, you are exercising your body, doing what you couldn't do before. If you couldn't run, you start running. If you couldn't hear, you close your ear. Glory to God, you are testing it. That excitement shows I've received it. Because listen, whether you act on the word or not, when prayer has been made, it has been released. Now, your rejoicing and testing of yourself is a way you are receiving what God has given. I lay hands on you in the name of Jesus. Your account, your finance has changed, and there's an amount of money you're expecting. As I rejoice, oh glory to God, you are checking your phone. I get the point. What you're doing is that you are actively receiving. Oh, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, in Acts chapter 3, Peter got to that beautiful man at the cripple gate. Or the cripple man, something was beautiful, somebody was crippled. When Peter ministered to that man, the Bible said he told him, silver or gold I do not have. He said, but such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Now verse 7 tells us, after Peter prayed, that man did not walk. What did Peter do? Peter took him by the hand and drew him up. He was trying to tell him, I've given you something, receive it. Don't just sit down there and be moping. When they pray for you, you cannot walk, get up and start walking. When they pray, you couldn't read with your eyes, start reading with those eyes. Receive what has been given. His atmosphere is charged. It's charged. Receive what has been given. Receive the healing that is here. How many persons here, you came in here with any sickness in your body? Let me see your hand. Put it up. I want to check. You came here that there's sickness in your body. You are trusting God for healing tonight. Let me see your hand. Raise it very well. Just keep it up. Okay. Quite a number of us. Others are trusting God for different kinds of miracles and all of that, right? Have you heard me tonight? Do you believe what you heard? You are going to pray.
in line with what you believe. When we are done praying, I will pray for you. And they will begin to enjoy miracles here. Are you ready? Take the next 3 to 5 minutes. Pray. Now listen. Please bring it down. Remember, you are not about to beg God to give you healing. Your prayer is simple. Father, maybe if you're sick, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for healing me. And I receive the healing you've given me. I speak to this my leg to receive strength. I speak to this my eyes. That's how to pray. I'm not saying start making God. Father, I beg. Can't you see that I'm sitting here? That's not how you pray. I speak to this situation to change. You're going to have 5 minutes to do that. Are you ready? Now, your own voice is important in miracles. So you're going to pray with. Don't pray in your heart. Pray with your voice. Lift your voice. Pray wherever you are. If you believe God can do it, pray about it. Speak to that sickness. Speak to that infirmity. Speak to that challenge. Direct. Be direct. Be direct. Address that situation. Address it. Address that situation. Address that situation. This is your moment. 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 That job is coming. That sickness is disappearing. Your bones are receiving strength. What needs to be fixed is being fixed. What needs to be repaired is being repaired. What needs to be replaced is being replaced. What needs to be replaced is being replaced. This is your moment. This is your moment. Pray with some authority. Pray with some confidence. Pray with some assurance. Pray with some knowing. Speak to that situation. Speak to that pain. Speak to that anxiety. Speak to that situation. Speak to that family challenge. Speak to that eye issue. Speak to that bone condition. Kabaranda Shobrande Kalataya. Thank you.
hands. Keep praying.
Engaged upon your power. You can do more than my mind can comprehend. I've seen the lame man walk. I've seen you do wonders. Your unfailing love is more than life itself. I've seen your mighty works. Engaged upon your back, you can do more than my mind can comprehend. I've seen the lame man walk. I've seen you do wonders. Your unfailing love is more than life itself. So I sing glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Wonderful God you are. Lord, you have answered our prayers, giving us victory. Glory to your name.
Pray. The word has received spiritual realities can also receive the physical. Pray. Pray. If you believe that God is here, pray. Let God attend to you by himself. Jesus.
We are going to start with healing cases tonight. I'm working out for us to close early. So you have to stretch your faith to get this. It's going to happen within a short time. Father, in the name of Jesus, if you are sick, put your left hand where you are affected and raise your right hand to heaven. If you are, if it is something that is running through your body, put your hand on your head and raise your right hand to heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to every sickness in this building. You foul devil of infirmity that has troubled this one, that have troubled these ones, in the name of Jesus, I put an end to your torment in those bodies now. In the name of Jesus, every devil that has tormented anyone here, anybody's health, get out of these bodies now. Out of these bodies now. In the name of Jesus. Foul devil of deafness, get out of those ears. I command those deaf ears to open up. I command those tongues to be loosened. That tongue that couldn't talk, be loosened now. I command that skin infection to disappear now from your body now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I speak to goiter to be gone. I speak to eye conditions to be fixed. long-sightedness, short-sightedness, glaucoma, astigmatism, whatever you are called, cataract, in the name of Jesus, get out of these bodies now. Every eye condition, be fixed now by the power of God. In the name of Jesus. Every bone related issue, everybody's hand that is paralyzed, everybody's feet that is paralyzed, anyone using a clutch or a wheelchair, anyone that needs the support of a walking aid, any case of imbalance because of weakness of the bones, any case of paralysis on any part of the body, in the name of Jesus, we release the healing power of God. Be free now in the name of Jesus. Bone issues are fixed. I speak to your bones to realign. I speak to your bones to receive strength. I speak to your bones to receive strength. I speak life into paralyzed parts. In the name of Jesus. Infections are gone. Ulcers are gone. Cancers be gone. Pain in the body be gone. Dislocations be fixed. Migraine be gone. Heart related issues be fixed. Fevers be gone. Tooth conditions be fixed now. In the name of Jesus. Cases of insanity be healed now. Mental cases be fixed now. Online, on ground. Thou power of God, in the name of Jesus, move through this meeting now. Let the sick be healed. Let the sick be healed. Let blind eyes open. Let deaf ears hear. Let paralyzed body parts receive strength. Let cancer be gone. Let ulcer be gone. Every sickness under the sound of my voice be fixed now. Let cases of depression disappear now. Let emotional issues be fixed. In the name of Jesus. Still keep your hands up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The healing power of God is working all over your body. It's working. I can see it running through your body. Some of you can feel that cold sensation. Some of you can feel something adjusting. Some of you can hear your bones cracking. Some of you can feel something touching you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He touched me. He touched me. And I know
world joy has filled my soul. Something happened. Now I know He touched me.
Something. Once I do that, pastors are going to get into this meeting and check people's healings and help some receive their healing once we release that. So if you prayed for you, still put your hands so that pastors on air, so the pastors can receive you, can notice you. Nobody will leave here not healed. Some of you that your faith has stretched to carry what God has given, you will testify. Others that are not ready yet, the pastors will help you and bring you to it. What we are going to do, we are going to shout the name of Jesus 3 times. At the 3rd time, you will begin to rejoice. As you begin to rejoice, begin to do what you couldn't do with your body.
If you couldn't run, begin to run. If you couldn't read, begin to read. If you couldn't hear, begin to hear. If you couldn't talk, start talking. Are you following me? If you couldn't bend, you start bending. If you couldn't scream, start screaming. If there was a pain, you check it. All over this place. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Healings are happening already. Can you see that? Number one, shout Jesus! Jump out of these windows. I saw that devil tormenting you. What I'm saying, that devil has left. If you are still down, you are the one keeping yourself down. As we shout the third one, get up from that place and do what you couldn't do before. Number two, shout Jesus. You guys was very active and fast. Because once you shout the third one, healings are going to happen here. So you go very quickly to the crowd, locate people that are sick, test their healing, get them there to the front. See, if you are sick, go shout the third one, put your hands up so that the pastors can come to you, locate you, minister to you, test your healing, and be testified. We're going to rejoice tonight. Are you ready now to do what you couldn't do before? Are you ready to read with your eyes? Are you ready to hear with your ears? Are you ready to use your feet? Are you ready to testify? Number three, shout Jesus!
Taking
these testimonies. Yes, yes, yes. Sing it again.
again. Fine now. Do you want to shout a big amen? What's happening? She had fever. Get that mic working. She had fever and she's totally fine. Hallie, get one of these mics. Come on. Quickly. So I can get it. Get out this place. Hallelujah. Yes. We can hear you. Get a working mic. Yes, go ahead.
Is that like a sharp pain?
Sharp pain.
Yes.
Down here, how long now?
For months now.
For many months.
Yes, that's actually one of my previous expectations.
Your major expectation for this program.
Yes, last week, my wife was like, I should go to hospital, but I told her that we see after it so fast, then we cannot.
Did you hear that? The wife was like, you should go to the hospital. They say, wait till after Resofact. And now you cannot find the pain again. Are you sure? What couldn't you do before? If you breathe, you feel the pain. Do you feel it at all now? Very, very well. You are totally fine for many months now, and you are healed. Do we want to shout a big hallelujah? What's happening?
Ulcer gone. Ulcer like pain in the chest.
You had ulcer. How did you know that? You had a pain in your chest. Were you feeling it while you were standing there? Can you feel it at all now? Check for it. How long have you had the ulcer? Close to 5 years.
5 years.
This is your first time here. This program is your first time here, and you are healed now. No sickness at all. No ulcer. Do we want to shout? Glory! Come. It has come to stay. In the name of Jesus.
Toothache gone.
And how long have the pain been there? For 2 years. And everybody knows about that. Is your husband aware? Can you feel the pain at all? No pain at all. Are you very sure? Do we want to shout a big hallelujah? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes.
Eye problem gone.
What kind of eye problem is that? You cannot read. You can't read with your eyes. It begins to tear up. Tears begin to come out. Have you tried reading now? You can't feel anything. Have you gone to the hospital for this eye condition? What did they say it is? They gave you glasses. So you use glasses. You use glasses.
Yes, sir.
Do you have it here?
At home. I didn't come with it because of this program.
So how are you sure you are healed now?
I'm very, very sure.
Very, very sure.
I'm having it before, but now
you can't find it anymore. You can't. How long has that been there?
For 3 years.
For 3 years. Glory to God. Come, brother. Your healing has come to stay. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. More people are getting healed. As we're talking, more healings are happening. More healings are happening. Dislocations are being cured. Deafness is disappearing. Dumb tongues are speaking up. Heart conditions are being healed.
Broken bones are fixed. Chest conditions are fixed. Glory to God. Someone was booked for a surgery, and you just found out you don't need that surgery anymore. Check yourself, it's not coming back. Glory to God. Is that her case? Glory to God. Hallelujah. What happened?
Tooth
condition. For how long? What kind of thing? Is it a hole? You feel it. You are feeling it before we started praying, but you can't find it again. Can you find it small? It's gone totally. It cannot come back. Is God faithful? Have you ever suffered toothache in your life? Don't wish it for your enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Pain at where she had accident that looked like there was a hole. Pain gone. And that place that looked like
the accident, is it the one I know about? Huh?
Yes, sir.
What happened to your leg? A hole. How do you know you have a hole? If you touch it, it's like there's a hole there.
Yes, sir.
But now you can't find it again.
Yes, sir.
Ah. Why are you feeling pain?
Yes, sir.
If you walk or if you jump. Jump up. Do you feel it at all? Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, yes, you are the first to run out. What happened to you? And you cannot find it now. But you can now bend. Do you want to bend now? Hallelujah! Glory to God! Glory to God! Glory! You've done so much and I can't keep it. Stamina. Again, for every time we pray, your leg responds. You've observed that every time, so go and stay with it. That's the end. What happened to her?
A growth
in your abdomen. Did they recommend surgery? How do you know you are fine now? Are you feeling any pain in your tummy? So is there anything you can do to check it? come. There is nothing on your body. You will not need a surgery. That growth is gone. Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. Speaking of, you can't look at light for long. I like your smile. You are sure you are fine. You've been looking at light. Come and look at this light. But no matter when you look at light, what happens to you? All right, come and stand here. Let's look at this light. Look at the light. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins. Do you feel anything at all? How long has it been there? You know, when people are healed, they know. You don't explain healing. When you are healed, you know it. You are fine now. This is also your first time here, because I've not seen you. Is it your first time? Kind of. Glory to God. But nothing at all. Did you go to the hospital? You have glasses. But now you have been looking at this light. Are you tearing up? Can you see any tears in your eyes? Do you want to shout a big hallelujah? Glory to God. Come, sister. Come. Not anymore. Not anymore. Healing is perfected. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Both at the back of her left ear gone.
Is it the one I know of? There was a growth at the back of your ear. You cannot find it again. Are you serious? Look for it. Come. It has still a little part of it. Mm-hmm. Am I holding it? Show me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dissolve totally now. You know why there are cases that we need to do second touch over? Sometimes it's not just about God. Sometimes it's for you. Sometimes it lets you know that this thing is not planned. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know the thing about this? When they say people are arranging miracle, arranging miracle, everybody getting here, there, you know all of them. I arranged you. I can swear that I arranged you. What of you?
Like severe back pain.
Back pain. I paid you, right? I paid you to come and talk about this.
Sir?
How much did I pay you? You don't fake it when it is real. I believe in the power of God. When they are saying miracles are real, let me ask you, have you at any time in your life received a miracle of healing from the Lord at any time? That should tell you that some may be arranged, but not all of them. There is a God in heaven that works miracles. And where is success? Bend in your back. How long has it been there? Can you bend now? Do you feel it at all? At all. Glory to God. What's happening?
High fever gone and pain at the lower abdomen.
Gone too by the power of God. Come, come, come. Did you see a doctor? The healing has come to stay. Yes, yes, yes. Ooh. Glory to God. More healings are taking place. I see specifically growths are disappearing from people's body. You had a growth in your body, whether it was paining you or not, but it just disappeared now. It just disappeared now. Who had a skin infection? It just left. Is it you? It has gone. Glory to God. Come, 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 come. Glory to God. Gone. Skin case? Is it skin infection? Yes, it's gone. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes.
Has some bone in the pain in bone. I caught that to feel pain all over the body gone.
Is it gone? You know, I know about it. Is it gone?
Find it again.
pain when we were praying. Everywhere. What do they call this sickness again? Come in. You've testified about this before. It's not coming back. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, play. All over this place and give Jesus praise. Jesus praise all over this place. Any other thing you're expecting is delivered now. Lift your hands, just lift it. Stop playing. Lift your hands all over this place. Just give him praise. Press any key, just play on door. Let me just thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Alabara, you are the mighty God. Come on, sing it all over this place. Just go ahead and sing.
Hey, you want the glory, God.
she needs some practice. Hallelujah. Listen. 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 She's not able to get off this one. It's 2002. That's how many years now? 13 years after a surgery that she had. Okay, 23 years. That's a long time to forget how to walk. When you felt life come back to your bones, you feel life come back to your legs. You felt on this leg, right? You felt it coming back. You felt a sensation there. Listen, before now, you don't feel anything on that leg. It was paralyzed totally. But you felt, when you were there, when we prayed, you felt the sensation. Healing has come. You need some time to practice. Listen to what you do. I don't know who brought you. Who brought? Yes, you brought. Very good. Every day, as you get home, do walking practice. Declare the word of healing has come. This is not just about saying, you felt it. You felt it in your bone. While you are there, you felt the power of God surge through your legs. This particular leg. When people are healed, they know you felt it on that leg. And you've never stood like this in 23 years. Hallelujah. And I tell you, before the end of this, before my birthday, before May 16th, you'll be walking around. And we will receive your testimony. Glory! Take a bath, Jesse. Glory! Your baby now. You want a job, you have your job now. You are going for a contract, you have it now. You are trusting God for a turnaround, you have it now. You need financial supply, it has come now. In the name of Jesus, you will return with a testimony. From tonight, it begins to happen. Things have changed. Things have changed. There is great alert in people's school. And there are job offers between now and 12 midnight. So that you will know it is God. Between now and 12 midnight, job offers, credit alerts, contract offers, cancellation of debts in the name of Jesus. One more, supernatural ideas. An idea that will make you a millionaire. An idea that will change your story. An idea that will employ many people. Put your hand on your head and pray. An idea. I just heard that from God. An idea that will employ many, that will bring increase to many. An idea that will change your financial fortune. Yes, yes, yes. Ideas that will change you. Ideas that will reorder your financial prayer. An idea that will change your case. That's the biggest miracle of finances tonight. An idea that will change your story. Some of you are in a fix. You are at a junction where there is no way. An idea that will lift you out of that case is coming. Divinely granted idea. Divinely granted idea. Supernaturally granted ideas. Ideas that God alone can grant. Ideas that God alone can give. Ideas that God alone can give. Ideas that God alone can give. Ideas. Yes, yes, yes. Ideas that God alone can give. Ideas that God alone can give. Supernaturally granted ideas. Ideas that will change your financial life. Ideas that will take you to your next level. Ideas that will take you to your next level. Ideas that will take you to your next level. Ideas that will take you to your next level. Ideas that will take you to your next level. Ideas that will take you to your next level. Hey, you are not without help. You are not without a way. You are not without a way. Ideas that will change your fortune. Ideas that will change your story. Ideas that will show you the way out. Ideas. Ideas, 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 ideas that will rewrite this story. Ideas that will rewrite this story. Ideas by the Holy Ghost. Ideas by the Holy Ghost. Ideas that only God can give. Solutions that only God can bring. Way out that only God can bring. Solution that only God can bring. An idea that will change this situation. An idea, it shall drop into your heart as an idea, and everything will turn around. An idea that will change your life, that will take you to the next level. An idea that will change your financial fortune. An idea that will rewrite this story. An idea that will bring you out of this mess. An idea that will cause you to explode. An idea that will make it 10 times more. An idea that will bless you. Thank you. you, Lord Jesus. I ask you to wait for a reason. You are the person I spoke about that had a vision about me, about this meeting, and you saw me dressed exactly this way. What did you see in the vision? Lairness for you for over your family. Get a seat. Let's practice exactly what you saw in the vision. That's what I called. God said that person, we're going to do exactly what you saw in the vision. What you said you saw in a vision, and you saw yourself sitting, and I spoke over your family, and I'm doing exactly that. That satanic siege over your family has come to an end now. In the name of Jesus, God's mighty hand is here. Glory to God. Before we close tonight, is there anybody here who is not born again? You've never accepted Jesus into your heart, and you want to do it now. Come. If there's, I don't want to close this meeting without giving you that opportunity. Anybody. If there's anybody like that, come. I'll give you like 30 seconds. If there's nobody, I believe we all are saved. But if we are not, if you assume you are saved and you are not, you are still not saved. So if you have never accepted what Jesus did, the price he paid for you on the cross, you've never done that. This is your time. You come now. Because after now, we're going to have 3 minutes of rejoicing. And that rejoicing is in faith, knowing that all of us are born again. So if there's anybody like that, you come. Anyone? Glory to God. So we all are saved. Saved in Christ. Redeemed. Sanctified. And our stories changed tonight. Did God touch you? Did you feel it? You know, God is not a feeling, but when he comes, you can feel him. Did you feel his touch? Was this an evening of answers? Did you get your answer? Do you have some joy in the house?
Beautiful, for there are things that you will see. so pretty.
Basic and advanced. How many are graduating from advanced class? Okay. So if you are graduating from PGTI advanced, tomorrow is your day. If you are graduating from basic, tomorrow is your day. If you did not graduate from advanced, it is fine. The next session will start by Sunday and you will graduate. We are getting started in Resofact. Tomorrow morning we are changing gear. Tomorrow night is fire night. Holy Ghost fire night. So if you are coming tomorrow night, it wouldn't be the best night to wear a white shirt. Because he got nana. He got that. You will fall down. The power of God will rest on you. I'm telling you. Some of you will go home speaking in tongues throughout tomorrow night. Some of you will prophesy for the first time tomorrow night. Some of you will see visions for the first time tomorrow night. Glory to God. God bless you. It's getting better. Tomorrow my two new books are coming out. So get set for them. God bless you. Let's take our closing church. I'll see you tomorrow 7:30. Are you ready? Stay with me.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.